This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, all my cat-loving friends. This is Rita Reimers. I am a certified cat behavior trainer, and I am here as your host on 19 Cats and Counting here on Pet Life Radio. Like I announced last week, we have a little different format. It's just me these days, so bear with me. We have an awesome guest coming up for you. We're going to be talking about feline dental health. I can't wait. We'll be right back.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back with 19 Cats and Counting here on Pet Life Radio. I am Rita Reimers, your host, and I am here with Dr. Greg, who is the Chief Scientific Officer at Pet Honesty, which I love all their products, by the way. He's going to be talking with us a little bit about feline dental health. Welcome to our show. I am so excited to talk about this often neglected topic.
Thanks, Rita. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. So what would you say the percentage of cats with dental issues is these days?
It's surprisingly high. 70% of cats over 2 years of age have oral health issues, and that is much higher than a lot of people recognize. And I think there's a real opportunity to do more to give our beloved felines the help they need to keep their mouths healthy.
I'm guilty of it too. You know, until they get right up to me and I notice they have stinky breath, I just don't even think about their dental health very much. And I know that's bad. My veterinarians will point it out if I take them in for other things. But I think cats, that gets neglected because a lot of cats don't go to the vet as regularly as they should. Do you think that's true?
I do think that's right, especially for oral health reasons. The thing to kind of, as a pet parent, to kind of look out for signs of poor oral health would be, first of all, bad breath or halitosis. If there is visible signs of yellow or brown tartar accumulation, especially at the base of the gum, that's another sign. Loose or missing teeth is a clear sign that something may be going on. Swollen, red, or even bleeding gums can be another issue. And in more severe cases, you can get maybe some swelling around the eyes, or if it's really severe, you can get swelling underneath the eyes, which suggests that there's a abscess, or you can get drainage from the sinuses, which means the bacteria that reside in the mouth get up into the sinuses and cause a lot of problems. So all these things are indicators of the cat needing some help.
It's just like with people. I mean, if we don't take care of our teeth, we can get, you know, the swollen issue with the bad infections and things like that. Do cats have gum disease issues like people do?
Absolutely. Yeah, they get periodontal disease. What happens is there's a bacteria that will accumulate in the mouth, and they produce a biofilm, a sticky substance that coats the teeth. We call it plaque. And then that plaque will turn into tartar over time. There's calcium in the saliva, and calcium will stick to that plaque and make it go from a sticky, kind of easily removable format to something more like a low-grade mortar. And once it forms into tartar, that's really hard to get off unless you go to a veterinarian for a dental cleaning. So cats absolutely have the same issues as we do as humans and dogs and other species. So,
and we definitely want to catch it before it gets to that point, because in order to clean the teeth, they put the cats under anesthesia.
It's very expensive. There's risk involved with general anesthesia. And so there's a lot that goes into that. But what they do is they'll scale the teeth. They use an instrument to remove the tartar, which is strongly adhered to. That can't be removed by brushing or mechanical abrasion from a treat or something like that. They'll polish the teeth to make it smoother so that it's not as easy for plaque to start forming on there. And to do that, they have to be under general anesthesia. Also, part of the expense is that often a veterinarian will require pre-anesthetic blood work. And if a cat's older, true with any mammal, us humans as well, the older you are, the risk of anesthesia side effects also increase. So it's best to keep the mouth healthy and when necessary, you know, go in and have a dental cleaning.
I've often read about brushing cats' teeth. I don't know about your cats, if you have cats, but my cats would never stand for that. Right, Teddy? Teddy Bear just came in to say, no way, don't brush my teeth.
Well, you know, it's still viewed that brushing's the gold standard, but that's predicated on a couple of conditions. One is that it's done properly. One, that it's done frequently. And that's where the compliance falls off. It's really tough to acclimate a cat, especially, I mean, for a mature cat, good luck. It's just not going to happen. Maybe as a kitten, you might get them used to toothbrushing, but it's got to be done at least 4 to 5 times a week to be effective. And brushing does not remove tartar. So you want to start with a clean mouth and use the right type of toothpaste. Human toothpaste is not indicated for cats. It contains fluoride and a sugar alcohol that's not very good. Xylitol, I believe it is. And so you want to avoid that and use a pet-specific toothpaste. But again, if done properly at the right frequency, it's good. What happens often is it's easier to access the teeth on the outside, but it's the teeth on the inside. Trying to access that with a toothbrush, especially in a cat's mouth, is not easy. And that's an understatement. It's very, very difficult.
And without if you getting don't do bit.
Yes, it could be a little bit treacherous doing that. So that's why more and more pet parents are going to other forms of helping with dental health, and that's through dental powders, dental supplements, dental chews. And they achieve many of the same sort of benefits, but not with the challenges that toothbrushing can create.
That's true. So what is the best way to prevent the plaque from building?
There are certain ingredients that can disrupt biofilm formation or plaque formation. Kelp is one of those. A certain type of kelp, it's called Ascophyllum nodosum. It's kind of a mouthful, but this kelp has been shown in clinical studies to reduce plaque formation. There's also, I'll call it new generation ingredients called postbiotics. They're kind of new to the pet industry, and they are very, very powerful. And a postbiotic is a non-living entity. It's not like a probiotic, which is a live bacteria, but a postbiotic, especially the one that I'm familiar with that has dental benefits, it's a bacterial cell wall fragment. And this fragment can activate certain mechanisms within the body, and it changes the microbiome, the bacteria that reside in the oral cavity and in the intestinal tract. It alters that so that plaque formations decrease. So it's really quite remarkable how it works. So those are ingredients that slow down the plaque formation. And then there's a compound that's used in human dentifrice or human toothpaste called hexametaphosphate. It's a chain of phosphates, and these phosphates bind calcium. And I think I mentioned earlier that calcium in the saliva will attach to the plaque and it forms tartar. Well, this hexametaphosphate, it will bind up the calcium in the saliva. It also lays down on top of the plaque, and the calcium will stick to that. And the HMP or hexametaphosphate can be easily removed from the plaque, but if it's the calcium attaches to it, it's not so easy. So there's things that really have pretty big benefits. The other one is decaffeinated green tea. They have a compound called catechins in them, and I don't know if you ever experienced this, but if I will like go to a restaurant and have green tea afterwards, my mouth's kind of squeaky clean after that.
I've never noticed. I'll have to try that.
Yeah, and those catechins are antimicrobial, and they will really reduce the bacteria load, and that's really what it's all about. So,
interesting. So that green tea ingredient is also in a lot of the chews and things like that.
In some of them, yes.
Yeah. Awesome. That's wonderful. So it's best to, if you've got a cat that's already got stinky breath, you know, go to the vet first for cleaning and then start with a clean mouth to prevent the buildup from happening again. Would you say that's true?
That's absolutely true, yes.
Awesome. I love that. We're going to take a little break. We're going to break just a little bit early. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about preventing dental problems in your cats. We'll be right back.
Has your dog or cat chewed through yet another set of sheets?
I get it. I've been there. But instead of replacing them with more scratchy, low-quality bedding, why not treat yourself to what Oprah and Kris Jenner sleep on every night? It's called Cozy Earth. And yes, it's as dreamy as it sounds. Their bamboo sheets and pajamas are buttery soft, cooling, moisture-wicking, and they actually get softer every time you wash them. I'm talking next-level snuggle mode here, folks. These sheets have been on Oprah's Favorite Things list 7 years in a row, and there's a reason why. Cozy Earth gives you the softest, coolest sleep of your life. And just for Pet Life Radio listeners, I scored you an exclusive 41% off. That's the biggest discount they offer anywhere. Just use promo code PETLIFERADIO at CozyEarth.com and sleep like the celebrity your pet already thinks you are. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code PETLIFERADIO. You'll thank me at bedtime.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
We're back again with 19 Cats and Counting to continue talking about feline oral health and specifically dental issues that can sneak up on us. So almost from kittenhood, would you say the plaque starts building in your cat? So really you should catch this when they're kittens if you can.
Young kittens really don't have issues with plaque formation or tartar formation. You notice that their breaths aren't bad smelling, but around between 6 and 12 months of age is when, you know, things change a bit, and you want to get on the front end of that. So if you can bring in things that help with reducing plaque formation or tartar accumulation, that's the time to do it. There's never a wrong time to do it.
Right.
And we talked before the break, like if your cat's got really bad breath, you need to take it to the veterinarian. That's true. However, you can start on some of these other treatments, if you will, even before it goes to the veterinarian, because these treatments will cut down some of the continued progression, if you will, of the dental problems.
Yeah, you definitely want to catch it as soon as you can. Otherwise, you're going to be having teeth pulled also. I've had some cats that needed to have their teeth pulled.
Yeah, extractions are really painful for the cat, and they're expensive for the pet parent. So,
do you think that maybe the foods we're feeding our cats might be a contributing factor? What are some of the contributing factors, actually, to this happening in your cats maybe quicker than usual?
Well, kind of conventional wisdom is that wet foods, soft wet foods, don't provide the same physical abrasion as chewing dry kibble does. And that may be a contributing factor, although I kind of, more recently, that's being questioned on whether that's really true or not. But I think empirically it kind of makes sense. You know, just having a complete and balanced food and having other things that will help. Lots of clean water also helps with that as well.
Definitely. And my cats are good about drinking. I have fountains all over the place, so that really entices them to drink. So what would you recommend as far as the diet goes? Like, I do both wet and dry. So is that really a good recommendation? Because I really do believe anecdotally that crunchies do help to keep those teeth a little cleaner.
Yeah, it just kind of makes sense that it would. So I'm with you, Rita. I don't see any issue with combining dry and wet because, you know, cats love variety. They're very finicky and they like to have their diet changed and get to try different flavors. The one thing that you can do though is you can add, let's say, a dental powder to that regimen that brings in some of these plaque inhibitors and some of the tartar inhibitors. That will work with any dietary makeup you have. There's also supplements out there. They're kind of like a treat with benefits. They're a treat format. The cats love to eat them. And they also have some of these actives we talked about, like kelp and exometaphosphate and green tea extract and the postbiotics. The one thing I will say is cats in general they like hard, glassy surfaces, and they like an acid taste on the outside of that. Most cats will do fine with a powder if you mix it in with their wet. But if you just top dress it and leave that powder out there, that's not the texture that they really like that much. So there may be in some situations where they might kind of turn their nose up a bit. The dental treats, the acceptance of those tend to be really, really good. So
I love the dental treat idea. I know you guys make some and some other companies make some too. So what are the ingredients that people should look for to be in those supplements?
The polyphosphates. So sodium hexametaphosphate is one that binds calcium. There's also sodium tripolyphosphate. Those are mouthfuls to say, but they also binds calcium. The kelp that I mentioned, the Ascophyllum nodosum,
Okay.
That's been shown to decrease plaque formation, and also the postbiotics. And they're going to have really complicated names, but hopefully there's a signal on the packaging that it's a postbiotic.
I love that. Just like with us, we need post and prebiotics as well. Would you say that there's maybe some diseases that maybe exacerbate the buildup of plaque and dental issues that we should be aware of?
Yeah, well, it kind of goes more the other way that I'm familiar with. There's a saying, dirty mouth, dirty body. And there's a condition. Healthy teeth have a pocket between the tooth and the gum line, and that pocket's normally very shallow. And as oral disease progresses, that pocket gets deeper and deeper. It's a harbor for bacteria to hide out and build up, and they produce toxins, and those toxins further erode the gum line. But what can also happen is those bacteria in there, it's called bacteria translocation. They can move from the oral cavity into the bloodstream within the gum, and then they can move around inside the body, and that can be really bad. If they travel to the heart and infect the heart valves, you got a problem that can cause endocarditis, which can be life-threatening. Also, if enough bacteria get into the body, the body's immune system can overactivate, and time that can damage the kidneys. There's really compelling evidence, correlations between poor oral health, periodontal disease, and chronic kidney disease. That's true for us humans as well. And so also, you know, the lungs can be affected, the liver can be affected, diabetes can accelerate diabetic problems. And so you really want to keep a clean mouth, because if those bacteria start getting inside the body, a lot of bad things can happen.
Sure. Just like with people, I know that if you don't have a clean mouth, if you've got infections, that it can definitely lead to heart problems. So again, we're very similar to cats in that, you know, what's logical for us is also logical for them, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Yep.
And kidney issues are so prevalent in older cats. You know, you want to do everything you can to prevent that from happening if you can.
Yeah. And the issue with cats is they like acid flavors, as I mentioned. And the most prevalent one used in pet foods is phosphoric acid. And in advanced stages of kidney disease, you really need to control the phosphorus intake. And with advancing kidney disease, you get, you know, buildup of urea and creatinine in the bloodstream. The cats don't feel as well. Their appetite drops significantly. And if the food that they can be provided can't have that acid coating, then it just doesn't taste that good. So it's a vicious cycle.
Right.
If that all takes place. So you want to try and avoid it if at all possible.
That kind of explains why I just had some issues with my cat, Oliver. He survived. He's good, but he's 15 and he was starting to not want to eat. And of course, he's got some kidney issues. So he's on a special food and he doesn't like it that much.
Yeah, they tend to be a little bit lower protein, but they really moderate the amount of phosphorus and sodium that is in the diet. And those are two pretty good things that help with palatability.
I don't know if this goes together, but I know that if you don't clean your water bowls or something called bile slime that builds up, is that the same thing you were talking about on the teeth?
It's very similar. I don't know if the composition's identical, but it's the same theory, Rita. You get bacteria, they produce these mucopolysaccharides, that slime, and it's kind of gross, number one. And then two, it becomes a harbor for more bacteria to set up shop and just proliferate. So you want to clean your bowls out and make sure that you don't get that hickey coating on the inside.
Oh, I know. One of my fellow cat behaviorists, he was talking about that. He said, if you won't drink out of your cat's bowl, your cat shouldn't be drinking out of it either. He actually picked up his cat bowl and drank out of it. I'm like, yeah, I won't do that. Well, but yes, keep it clean.
Another way to look at it, if there's a dirty cat bowl, with every sip they take, they're inoculating their mouth with bacteria. And that's not a good thing. You want that water to be clean, fresh, and bacteria-free.
Right. That's why I like the fountains, because it filters. But you really have to be careful with cleaning those out, too, because I used to be a cats-only pet sitter, and you wouldn't believe the number of houses I go in, and they just never clean the filter out. Disgusting.
I bet.
Any last words of wisdom for us, Dr. Greg?
You know, a couple things. I hope that this podcast helps raise awareness for cats also need a lot of attention to their oral cavity and the health of their mouth and their teeth. And fortunately, there's lots of new technologies that are recently available to help, and doing so in a way that compliance can be really good with dental treats or dental supplements or dental powders. I just think there's a lot of opportunities out there that pet parents can take advantage of.
That sounds great. And it's very important for people to really keep dental health in the forefront of their mind, because even with me, it's something I tend to not think about too much until somebody has bad breath or my vet goes, look at this plaque, right? All the help we can get is really good in that, as far as that goes. I want to thank you so much for being on the podcast, watching my website, renalrhymers.com, because I am going to be reviewing some treats that are supposed to help with keeping the cat's mouths clean. If you have got any further questions for Dr. Greg, just feel free to email me at 19cats@petliferadio.com. And, we'd love to have you back on, talk about some other issues as well. There's just so much that can go wrong and different in a cat's body than, say, a dog.
That'd be great. I really appreciate the opportunity today. So thank you.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. Of course, I have to thank Mark Winter for leaving me this spot on Pet Life Radio and waiting for my return. Y'all who've been following me for a while, I had a pretty devastating winter. Both my parents passed away unexpectedly. Then some things happened with my partnership, so I've been on hiatus for a while, but I am so glad to be back. I'm glad that you're back listening, and I hope you will definitely keep listening to 19 Cats and Counting and the wonderful guests we have on, like Dr. Greg. And don't forget, what is it I say at the end of every podcast? Every day is Catter Day. We'll see you next time.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.